What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTeglia along with the Cajun Cannon and Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be on until 8 o'clock tonight, and he's with us each and every Monday night here at this time, Mr. Dave Hilbert. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, man, good. Good to be here.
Man, I saw the Facebook deal. Nobody got the slipper money.
No, man, nobody got the slipper on Thursday, and now it is $60,000 cash if you get that slipper. So at 8 o'clock, we're going to get one person to go out. I think we're down to 17 slippers now. And so, you know, chances are getting closer and closer. Somebody's going to wind up getting that slipper.
Cash money.
Oh, cash money, homie.
Yeah, they have 500 in free play on all of them but one, and one of them says Progressive, and that Progressive gets you 60,000 cash.
So how many weeks has this went along?
It started off at 27. So you know, we've been through about 10 weeks. It's going to go to Thanksgiving evening. Thanksgiving evening, or if somebody gets it, we'll recycle and do it again. Put out 27 more slippers. And do it again.
So somebody doesn't get it though. Somebody eventually gotta get it.
When we did this before, somebody got, you know, like at the 20th time, and we had, you know, seven left, and we just put them all together again and redid it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh,
so
oh, that's exciting.
Right. It is exciting. And also, too, I did mention it last week, but we always have a gift that we give away on 7 p.m. Sundays through Thursdays. And this time we have a nice generator. It's one of those quiet generators. So anyway,
it's a portable.
2,300 watts. No, it's for 2,300 watts. That'll power mom's refrigerator and a couple cell phones and a window unit.
So that's a good promo in storm season.
Oh, yeah, man. But yeah, they have a free play option, but everybody takes a generator.
I would think.
Well, yeah, man, you don't want to be without one.
Not this time of the year.
Yes, yes.
You don't have a home generator. Right. Yeah, no, I'll take that one to run my refrigerator, freezer, and AC. That'll do the trick.
Exactly. Dave,
tell everybody a little bit, too, on Thursday nights here. Yeah, you have the Jeep night and also live music. Right?
Yeah, we have a Jeep, classic car, and motorcycle night. And if the weather's nice, it's always packed with probably 200 vehicles and about 500 people. Always have a nice classic rock band or country band outside. The bar's open. Then inside from 7 to 9. We have line dancing lessons, which has become very, very popular.
Well, I bet you're a good line dancer.
I didn't see him on the video. I saw the boss lady was on the
boss
video.
Boss lady, that's why we're doing line dancing lessons. Exactly right. And we have a great little instructor, KK, out of Picayune. And in the course, at 8 o'clock, we have the drawing for the slipper.
But that's what I heard somebody like hollering at, like, "Hey, Twinkle Toes!" I heard they must have saw your moves and stuff. So.
But I saw the videos. I ain't seen him yet.
Oh, yeah, but Dave's saving himself.
The last name.
I'm going to show you how it's really done.
He's like Bill Murray in Stripes. Yeah. I'm just pacing myself.
And Dave, it's almost the last dance before the season starts.
I know.
Sean Payton on Saturday. Are you optimistic right now, or are you kind of waiting?
Well, just kind of wait and see. I mean, obviously, we hadn't had a quarterback that just, you know, that stood out yet. I mean, both of them were kind of easy. You know, I'll tell you, Bobby, that Spencer Rattler, you know, he's kind of a dark-skinned guy. He almost looks Cajun like you, man.
He's an alley cat. He's mixed.
Right, and he's got that real focused look like you did when you were a senior.
No, yeah, he's a competitor. I tell you what.
No, he's a tough dude now.
Exactly.
I think both him and Tyler Shuck, because even though Tyler Shuck's a rookie, he's old rookie. They're not overwhelmed. The offensive line just needs to freaking block. I'm telling you, if we block up front, I think – I'm not saying they're going to the Pro Bowl or they're off-pro at all, but they will have success. I truly believe that. You might say, we need a veteran quarterback. No, we got to see if one of these guys work out. And if not, and if we don't have a successful season, then you keep drafting a quarterback till you find one. I said this. I don't even know, but you got to let it play out. I don't even know if the future quarterback's even on the team. You don't know, but he could be on the team. Do they take advantage of opportunity? Well, Mike, don't you agree with that? You got to keep, if all of a sudden, you look at the Commanders, how much they're struggling. All of a sudden, they get Jane Daniels. So look where they
kind of changed the world.
Yes.
Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, what they were doing before Joe.
That's why I'm saying I'm nothing against Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler. They might be the guy. But let's say it don't quite work out, and we picking high. What I mean by that, I don't know, one, two, three or something. Look at the Titans. They hope it can.
They got
Ward,
the quarterback.
Yeah, Cam Ward works out.
Cam can play.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. We don't know what the future's going to be hoping for the Saints, but you got to get that position right. But to give Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler an opportunity, the offensive line, that has to be a strength for us. That's what we invested in the draft. That's what's frustrating.
You got all those first-round picks, four, and then a second-round pick in McCoy. You know, man.
He plays like the highest first round.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and that's a big thing. And then the following side, the week one, Bob, you got to explain him that week zero stuff. He don't quite get it.
Yeah.
But week one, think about it, starts off Texas, Ohio State, Alabama, Florida State, and then the finale, LSU, Clemson.
Man,
and it's packed in here for those games.
Oh yeah, man! It's gonna. There's a lot of anticipation.
That's like the playoffs before the playoffs,
man.
You know
exactly.
But that TV love that. They love that. All the eyes want to see that.
And Bob, something we had heard, but Coach O kind of made it public today that he got the itch to coach again. I know he said, man, because he's told me and you that, man, I don't want to be in no cold weather city. I don't want to be cold, but, man, sometimes I feel as though I could coach again. And today he sort of broke it that, I got the itch to coach
hanging
again.
Out in Miami.
Yeah, well,
Miami.
He ain't cold there.
No.
I know that.
No, he just probably experienced, if you had a choice, would you rather be in Syracuse or Miami? Hello. And so he coached up in Syracuse, so he can.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Can handle it. But
if South Bend was actually in the South, he'd be at Notre Dame. But South Bend is up north, and it gets cold up there.
Yeah.
Because and Marcus Freeman are pretty close. But man, he's like, man, Mike, I went over there for one game, and it was cold. Man, it was really cold.
Yeah, and I talked to FaceTime. So with T-Val's FaceTiming me at lunchtime looking, and then he has Coach O with him. They were in Chicago, and I guess at Barstool Sports, Bebe was getting ready to make a gumbo.
No,
Coach O was making a gumbo on Barstool Sports. So I don't know what kind of gig they had going on, but they had T-Bob and Coach O getting ready to make a gumbo up in Chicago,
cook,
Illinois. Yes, T-Bob can actually cook. I can eat.
I know Bebe can cook. I know Bebe can cook.
They can cook. But you know, you don't want to, your grandma and all. You don't want too many cooks in the kitchen. I said, that's fine with me. Y'all make a good meal.
And the plate's right here.
I can be the taster.
Yeah.
Oh, I said, this is good.
And we want to tell everybody tomorrow afternoon, 5:35, Coach O will join us on Sports Talk. So we'll have Coach Ogeron on with us here on the Big 870. Dave, what else you got happening here? I know the kiosk is how most people gamble.
Yeah, we got brand new kiosks last week, so they're fast, hot, and of course they have live entertainment now every Friday and Saturday. We have a solo pool player. At the pool, we have a solo guitar player from 1 to 3 on Sunday, so there's a lot of stuff going on. And, of course, the live band out there in the parking lot on Thursday night.
Calm Grant down and talk about that blue crab. Calm his nerves about blue crab.
Hey, so, Dave, this kiosk, what's the definition of a kiosk?
Well,
because they have the kiosk at the airport. You know, when you go and when you have your confirmation number, if you didn't, you go to the kiosk.
You can gamble online.
So now you go to the kiosk.
You pull up your account. You check how much you pull up your account.
How much money you got.
If you have free play coming to you, you can download it right there. If you've got buffet passes, Blue Bayou Cop, you just download it right there. You can check how you...
So the same company that makes the kiosk at the airport, they make it at the casino?
Yeah, you know, that's what it could be.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Who never invented that? You know, who has that trademark?
That's a pretty good gig.
It's the way to say... But, you know, now that most slot machines are basically just a computer,
a lot of the new slot machines
are becoming a slot machine and a kiosk. You just press a button and poof, the screen turns into the kiosk.
So you never have to get out of your chair
for playing the slot machine.
Well, I got to get out of my chair. I got to walk around a little bit, but I get it. Man, the convenience of it today.
Yep.
Dave, if I'd have told you all this was in place 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, man.
You'd never believe it.
No, because when I
never.
Started out in this business, you could hear the coins hitting there.
Yes. Now you don't hear that no more.
No, it's just absolutely... amazing. Plus, you know, now that you have your Players Club card, it's computerized, you put your card in there, and, you know, that's how you get your comps, that's how you earn credits, get hotel rooms, you know, and it's a great system to have. It's down to a science.
I saw a lady from, I forget where, in Mississippi. She won 10 grand here. I think it was either Friday or Saturday.
It happens all the time. Man. Those are the people that want to talk about it. A lot of people, when the money, they don't want to tell anybody.
Oh, Uncle Sam.
That's like rich people on the bayou. Man, what? I don't have no money. You know, you ask, what? I ain't got no money.
Well, we've had quite a few. This year, the Mississippi Gulf Coast gaming market is still booming. I think we've had $3 million winners at Coast Casinos, and so the slipper's overdue. So if you're looking to win $1 million, come to the slipper.
I'll come to the slipper.
I'm her next.
Well, don't tell my wife that, because she's somewhere here gambling.
Get ready, Grant.
That's it, Grant. You too.
Well, you're not going to win on a penny machine now.
No. You're not going to win $1 million off of that. You got to go in that progressive.
Exactly, to
do it there. Dave, come on down
come
to
on
the
down,
Silver Slipper.
Exactly.
Best buffet in
number
the
one
Mississippi
buffet,
Gulf Coast.
Exactly right. Number
Amanda's
one steakhouse.
Steak restaurant.
You got it.
Yeah, so what, you got a crab every night, right?
A crab every single night. We absolutely do.
All right, Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We come back. Big John's waiting. We'll go to him right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.